Thunder Bay. The city of Thunder Bay has appointed a new acting treasurer, as the months-long search for a candidate to permanently fill the role continues. Andrea Morrison, manager of central support in the city's community services department, was tapped to step in as acting treasurer earlier this week. City Council passed a bylaw making the Morrison's appointment official on Monday. Morrison replaces Emma Westover, who has served as acting treasurer since February and will now return to her regular duties as director of financial services. Morrison, a chartered professional accountant, has overseen financial affairs for the Community Services Department as manager, central support since 2015. She previously worked as a financial analyst with the District of Thunder Bay Social Services Administration Board, and before that as an auditor at BDO Canada. In the coming months as treasurer, she will provide financial oversight, review reports to council, support the city's audit process, and help guide early development work on the 2024 city budget. "It's an exciting opportunity to work in a different capacity for the city," she said in an interview. "I'm happy to be able to contribute in that role." Westover had taken over the role on an acting basis after the retirement of Treasurer Linda Evans in late February. Evans held the dual titles of City Treasurer and General Manager of Corporate Services and Long-Term Care during her stint from 2017 to 2023. After a corporate reorganization earlier this year that consolidated city departments, the treasurer will now be a standalone position reporting to Karen Lewis, the new General Manager of Corporate Services. At Monday's council meeting, City Manager Norm Gale thanked Westover for taking on the role over what he called an unusually tough few months. That included helping to lead the process to identify $1.5 million in service cuts at the direction of City Council, he said. "I have great appreciation for the work Emma Westover did in working with and steering the executive management team in finding the budget cuts over the past few months," Gale said. "She stepped in as an acting treasurer, she did so ably, and she did great work." In an interview, Gale offered no comment on the reason for the handoff to a new acting treasurer. He said a hiring process for the position remains ongoing.